Australia's drug laws have been under scrutiny as the New South Wales coroner investigates a number of narcotics-related deaths at music festivals. It's reignited debate about the decriminalisation of drugs, an approach favoured by the former Western Australian Premier, Jeff Gallop. Dr. Gallop has just been appointed a member of the Global Commission on Drug Policy, and he told our reporter David Sparks that he plans to use his new position to show Australians which strategies are working best overseas.
Well, I guess it places me as an intermediary between the work of the Commission internationally and what happens in Australia vis-a-vis drug policy at all levels of government. So hopefully I can take to the global stage the good things that we're doing and perhaps also things that we're not doing so well, and from the international arena bring good ideas to Australia that we can implement to make life better for lots of people.
I know that you do want a fairly significant overhaul of drug policy in Australia. Is there somewhere in particular overseas you're looking to try and bring ideas to our shores?
Well, there's been some significant moves forward in recent years on the decriminalisation of personal use. And I think a country like Portugal, for example, has made the step forward to decriminalise that personal use. And so far, the results have been very good. They just simply said all drugs decriminalised, and then we take the issue from there forward. If people are using drugs, there's always the risk that there can be health effects on them. And it's important that they be confident to know that they can access services. They need to be confident to know that when they go to a drug treatment service, the criminal law isn't sort of shadowing them on the way. So I think it is very important for the individual to know that that criminal overlay is not there.
Would you to any extent decriminalise trafficking or become more lenient on trafficking, or are you talking purely about becoming more lenient on users?
We're talking about those that use drugs, decriminalising. In terms of the law and order issues and the regulation issues that relate to the supply of drugs, I mean, clearly that stays intact. Those people that traffic will still find themselves in some difficulty because of the law that will remain.
Politicians have been pretty reluctant to do the sorts of things you're talking about. How do you plan to go about getting inside the minds of those politicians and convincing them to go with what you're arguing is the weight of scientific evidence?
Well, I think that the way to get into their minds is to point out that when we do follow the evidence on issues like this and produce good policies, and the results that come with it are good results, the people are very happy with that. Now, you've got to convince the public to do the things that get the good results. That's true. And some politicians are nervous about that. So I think we've just got to keep plugging away. I mean, if we give away in our culture the notion that we should use evidence to judge the effectiveness of policies, if we give that away, we're virtually ditching, you know, the major contribution that enlightened thinking has given to the world in the last three or four centuries, and that is let's focus on what works and what doesn't work rather than the ideological prejudices we might have.
That's Dr. Jeff Gallop, who's just been appointed to the Global Commission on Drug Policy. He was speaking with David Sparks.